Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードは今月のアーティスト特集です。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to an artist of the month episode on Japan Top
10. Hello everyone, this is Andy.
And I'm Shauna.
And you, of course, are listening to JTOP 10, and this is our May 2022 Artist of the Month episode. This month, we are featuring Cold Rain. So, we will start, but before we do, I think Shauna has a little announcement for you.
We do. So, just want to know, if you want to join our team, we are urgently looking for audio editors to join our podcast. So, join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there.Go ahead and check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for the details.
Yes, thank you so much for that lovely announcement. So, as I mentioned up top, our artist this month is Cold Rain. And Cold Rain is actually a rock band from Nagoya, which consists of the members Masato, who's on vocals, Yokochi on guitar and keyboards,Sugi, who's on baritone guitar, Yo, who's on bass, and Katsuma, who's on drums. So Masato, Yokochi, and Sugi all write the compositions for the band, while Masato writes the lyrics.
And Cold Rain's lyrics are all entirely in English. So Masato has a Japanese father and an American mother, so he's bilingual.
Ooh, cool. Their music genre can be described as loud rock or naudoroku in Japan, which is categorized by hardcore influences, including mixture rock or mixtaroku, which is also known as rap rock. And finally, there's like a big emphasis on modern heaviness, modern heavinessu, which is kind of Japanese 90s metal.
And Masato and Katsuma were high school classmates, so they toured in Nagoya as a duo called Ava. So one of their rival bands, Wheel of Life, consisted of Yokochi, Sugi, and Ryo. So they decided to form a super group and became Cold Rain in 2007.Nothing like beating your competition by becoming them, right?
Like, truly. That is like so anime as well. It's like, we'll join forces! No, but... So, as the supergroup, Cold Rain began performing internationally in 2013 when they signed to Raw Power Management. Some other artists under that label include Bullet for My Valentine,Bring Me the Horizon, oh my god, wow, that is like, these are all throwbacks, of Mice and Men, and the Japanese band Crossfade. So they performed their first international tour in the UK with Bullet for My Valentine, and later that year, they signed to US record label Hopeless Records, which includes even bigger bands, which are Sum 41, The Used, Taking Back Sunday, All Time Low, This Is My Middle School Experience, and have since performed at music festivals in Australia, Europe, and the United States on the Vans Warped Tour.
So Cold Rain's extended play Until the End and Through Clarity, as well as the album The Revelation,were mixed by award-winning producer David Bendick, and he also mixed Paramore's Riot, and another big-name band was Bring Me the Horizon's Sempiternal.
Well, when I tell you, okay, so listening through some of the songs, just to briefly interject, I could hear this, like, Paramore's, in, like, this mixing, it, like, just felt so Paramore, and of course it makes sense with, like, Warped Tour and everything. Sorry for that quick aside, but I just, like, nerd out about that. Anywho, thank you for letting me geek out for one moment. So, Cold Rain's last four albums have reached the top 10 on the Oricon and Billboard charts in Japan, and two of their albums have also charted in UK and Australia.
And my moment to geek out is the fact that Cold Rain's music has been featured in several anime, such as Hajime no Ippo, New Challenger, Rainbow, Nisha Rokubo no Shichinin, and which is the 7 from Compound 2 and Cell 6. They also featured in some of my favorite anime, which is Fire Force, Nen no Shubutai, Usama Game, the animation, Jujutsu Kaisen, and Bastard, Ankoku no Hakaishin, which is set to premiere on Netflix in June.
Wonderful. Is Fire Force one of your favorites? I'm just curious.
Ooh, okay. You're giving me a chance to like get into a rabbit hole that will take us hours. So I'm just going to say yes. Keep the answer simple and yes.
Perfect. I'll definitely have to hear more about that at another time. Oh, wonderful. Well, Cold Rain's newest album, Non-Negative, is set to release on July 6th of this year, 2022. And the band will then embark on a solo tour from July to October all across Japan.
So, I mean, if you happen to be in Japan at the time, that's something to look out for, right? I mean...
Yes, hopefully. I think that's... I should still be here.
Hey, if you get a chance, you're going to have to share your experience.
Yes, definitely. That would be, like, a nice, like, reintroduction into the, you know, the live concert life that I want to lead. Well, before we continue, I have a brief announcement and... this is for all of our listeners who may be in an indie band or, you know, are indie artists that make Japanese music and are looking to be featured on our podcast. So if you fall into that category, please reach out to our music director, Dean, by sending him an email at Dean, that's D-E-A-N, at jtop10.jp, and we may feature you on a future episode so that you can break into your own charts with our listeners. Yeah, so that information, again, is on our website at jtop10.jp. Let's bring our listeners another beautiful song to distract them, and this song will be Paradise, or Kill the Silence, from 2021.
The silence.
So, Paradise Kill the Silence is Cold Rain's most recent single.
So, both Yokochi and Masato wrote and produced this track.
Each track on this EP is the same song, but has different versions to prominently feature different instruments so that fans can follow along with the process. So the versions are singers, lead guitarists, rhythm guitarists, bassists, and drummers.
Honestly, we love that inclusion. Just as a side note, it's really cute how, you know, you try to include your fans into something that has for the longest time existed as a very singular, one-sided sort of exchange.
Yeah, no, I think that, like, I know that they haven't said this outright, but I feel like they're just a band about inclusivity.
Honestly, actions speak louder than words, right? So, and a picture is worth a thousand words, so their music video, which was directed by Any Vision, this particular person has also directed music videos for Baby Metal, Sim, Crossfade, and this is one of my favorite books / movies, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I also love, like, I don't know a lot about, you know, music video directors, but I love getting to do our countdowns like this because I learn so much, like, about the behind the scenes, and then it gives me an eye to look out for things like Any Vision also directed Baby Metal and Cold Rain, and you kind of see the, like, the strings connecting, right?
Again, I mean, it's the entire thing of, like, you know, picking up on the small details that you really didn't think about before till you, like, get the information.
Yeah, definitely. And this is the episode that I guess I'm deciding that I'm going to be, like, a scholar of Japanese music. And no.
Bringing you the next song, Remember, which was released in 2021.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
So you just heard Remember, which was featured in the 24th and final episode of the TV anime Jujutsu Kaisen, which was based on the popular manga, and it was released as part of the anime soundtrack.
Before we continue, I have to ask, is there a standout character from the Jujutsu Kaisen universe that we must...
Easily!
Okay, please, please enlighten
everyone.
Me.
But if there happen to be any Nanami or Sukuna fans out there, please, please tell me I'm not alone in my love for them. Nobara is also easily one of the coolest characters out there. And I mean, all the Gojo-sensei fans, I got you to... The anime just has stellar aesthetics. I have zero complaint about this, and I was so excited for the new film. You have no idea. Thank you for letting me geek out over this. Oh my god.
Of course, I'm happy. I love when people are joyful. And speaking of that, Jujutsu Kaisen Zero? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Jujutsu Kaisen Zero, the film, is based on the TV anime, which was one of the top box office hits of all time in Japan. It outsold Jurassic Park and Star Wars, and the film was released in the United States in March 2022, as well as the TV anime series has been renewed for a second season, obviously, because it's everywhere. I see it everywhere I go, but...
It really is. And also, if you take anything away from this episode beyond, like, a very beautiful Cold Rain playlist, please go watch the Jujutsu Kaisen movie. I will do every form of marketing for it.
I take it. I guess maybe it's obvious. Have you gone out to see it already?
Absolutely.
Oh my god, I love that. Okay, well, you heard it here first, you know, on the ground marketing for Jujutsu Kaisen.
I mean, considering I'm amazing at advertising, this is a shout out to all of you who want to advertise on our podcast. So come and market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will basically fit your company's budget. You can find all the details at jtop10.jp and figure out an advertising plan that suits your company's needs.
That was impeccable transition work. I will not have a very smooth transition, but I do want to bring another lovely song to our listeners, and this will be... We're nearing the end, so this is unfortunately getting down to our last few, but this song will be Feed the Fire from 2017.
Never feel the way you do. We got scars to prove it too. Nothing.
Feed the Fire was featured on Cold Rain's 2017 album, Fateless.
And again, another moment to geek out, it was the opening theme for King's Osama game, The Animation. So this particular anime is about students who must obey orders from an anonymous person who messages them on their phones. Either that or risk punishment of death.
Well, what I'm learning is I have a lot of anime to catch up on, clearly.
Absolutely. There is a list that I have readily available.
Oh, perfect. I will definitely be asking for that after the episode. And Cold Rain performed at the famous Nippon Budokan for the first time as a part of their Fateless Japan tour. So this is a milestone for a lot of artists, and Cold Rain is no different in joining, you know, the legions of artists who have gotten to perform at the ever-renowned Nippon Budokan.
So clearly you can see them, you can see how popular they are right in Japan, considering how far their fame has got them. And, you know, it's just really nice to see that even though they sing completely in English, there's no lack of fan base in Japan.
No, definitely. I think it's very heartening. It also, like, makes it feel like, I know Western and non-Japanese music is quite popular, but it makes me hopeful that, you know, people living here in Japan would, like, be inspired to maybe want to study English more, or maybe want to, like, at least go abroad or something. And you too can open a lot new and exciting opportunities by hearing 3 times the amount of songs on this episode if you join our Patreon. That's right, this is an ad for our Patreon club. You can find out all the details at jtop10.jp. Our lowest tier starts at just $1 a month, and you get so much extra content just with that singular dollar. So if you're able to and want to hear more wonderful content and support our podcast, please check out our website and you will get all of the nitty-gritty on our Japanese music and culture, even more so than what you already get.
Again, perfect transition to our last song, which is Mayday, featuring Crystal Lake, which was released in 2019.
Fire, rise and die and die. There's no one's wrong.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mayday was featured on Coltrane's 2019 EP, The Side Effects.
And it was the opening theme for the anime Nen no Shobotai, or as many more people know it, Fire Force, which was written by Atsushi Okuo, known for his other work in Soul Eater, which is, you know, iconic and kind of having a renaissance.
I mean, Fire Force is easily yet another one of my must-watch animes. But that aside, Yokochi, Coltrane's guitarist, was the prime songwriter for many of the tracks on The Side Effects, the album.
Okay, and just as the end of our list, I think it's so cool that all of the members have such a deep hand in, like, the production of almost every part of, you know, their music. And getting to collaborate with, you know, fellow artists like Crystal Lake on this song. Crystal Lake is a Tokyo-based metalcore band formed in 2002, and Mayday marks the two bands' first collaboration ever. So it's kind of a cool, you know, bringing together maybe similar sounds or people who are in like the same genre, but getting to work together finally for the first time.
I know, and I mean, if you consider the fact that like Crystal Lake is also sort of signed under the same label as Coltrane, you know, it like the options are insane, right? Considering like all the big name bands that are under this particular label, the collaborations are insane.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like even within people within their own label that they're signed with now, you know, like both Japanese and non-Japanese bands alike, there could be such wonderful opportunities for further, you know, like you're just saying, like further collaborations.
No, absolutely. I mean, like even if you like consider the like the steps of production, the number of really cool collaborations they've done.
Yeah, definitely. And I honestly, I feel like I say this every episode that I record. So listeners, I'm sorry that you hear me say this phrase constantly, but I learned about Coltrane, you know, for the first time in starting this episode, and I'm already a stan. I'm ready to join the Coltrane nation.
I found like lots of songs to add to like my playlist for like the next couple of years.
Yes, definitely. And I'm like a product of, you know, the nu metal rise in the 90s in America. So this like kind of touched a nostalgic string for me, and I'm excited to listen to a lot more of their music going forward. Well, sadly, that brings us to the end of our wonderful celebration of Coltrane for our Artist of the Month episode for May 2022. But never fear, we have always more content on the horizon. Kirby and Christine will be joining you guys in a little over a week from now with a brand new Top 10 Countdown for the month of May. So you'll get some nice fresh bangers to add to your late spring music lists. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Shauna, and
no, I mean, thank you. I found, like, thank you for getting to, like, dive into this Coltrane playlist with me.
Absolutely. No, I'm very excited for, you know, our future with Coltrane. Maybe I'll see you at the next concert, yeah?
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. I'm on, like, the next plane there on the way right now.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Bye.
Bye, janne. Japan.